have to confide in or talk about your troubles to?
Well, my sisters and friends. And as I say, my sister knew I wasn't to blame when I went to live with her. And she was right there and made me welcome. She took care of my little girl.
Now, did you live in the Council Bluffs area then until you moved to California?
To Lincoln, Nebraska, to be with my oldest sister, Sue.
And when was that about?
You know, I'm getting my story wrong.
Okay, now, after your divorce, you moved in with your sister, mm-hmm. and then you moved into several people's homes and worked there with and Beverly was with you in those homes. I'm wondering if you stayed in that situation until you moved to California.
Yes. I got a letter from my brother-in-law that my sister was very ill and would I come out here.
When was that?
Let's see. I can't tell you offhand by now, but I do know when it was. I come out here on the train. And I've still got the envelope that got my ticket in. Anyway, I come out on the train, and...
Did Beverly come with you?
Yes, she was always with me. Anyway, I come out on the train, and I stayed there with my sister, and I stayed there for a while. But then I felt like I had to go to work.
Where was she living?
Long Beach. And, because I lived there 50 years, you know. Yeah, she lived in Long Beach, and I got jobs there, and...
Doing housework again?
Yes. And as I say, I worked dime store in nurseries. I worked nurseries. And I was working in a nursery when I come out here. And, I liked it, because it was beautiful. Long Beach, there wasn't one more beautiful old town than Long Beach, California. So, I made friends and got acquainted, and I went back to dancing again because I was single again, see, and I like people. I never had too much trouble getting acquainted. I like people. So anyway, I began dating and this and that and everything, but I didn't do that too much because I worked, and then I had her, and I had to give her a certain amount of time.
Who would be with her when you were working?
She was with my sister. A sister's passed away, but she was with her. That's the reason why I had to come out. And
before we go any further, I didn't ask you, and I should have. While you were still living in Council Bluffs, did your former husband spend much time with his daughter, with your daughter?
Well, I'll tell you, I got the custody of her, see. Yeah. But you see, his sister wanted to a child. She evidently didn't want to have herself. And so anyway, I wouldn't let my husband have her at any time by himself because I knew I didn't have the money to follow him or whatever. So every time she was with him, I was there. And he never had her very much. He just kind of, you know, running around and drinking, kind of got away from it. It wasn't important to him, but getting back.
Well, I'd interrupted you. You were talking about when you moved. Then out here, you dated some. And
mm-hmm. Well, then as time went on, and it was quite a bit the same thing, working and.
Was your sister and brother-in-law the only family that you had out here?
Yes, they come out here first. And then I come out because of them. And then gradually the rest of them came out. We spoke so well of California and everything, and they came on out.
Where did you live in Long Beach?
I lived...
Can you just...
Well, my sister lived in North Long Beach. I didn't live with her there, but she did. They did. And trying to think where I lived. Well, as I said, did housework. And I met Mr. White, which was my last husband, my late husband. And I went with him for a while, and he wanted me to get married. And he was crazy about my daughter.
What kinds of things would you do together before you got married?
Well, not much of anything. He didn't dance. And we was just together, you see. And he sure took like a liking to my daughter. And
what was he like? Will you tell me what he was like?
Well, he was a quiet man. And never talked too much. And there used to be an effort for him to get started talking. He wasn't a conversationalist, that's for sure. But he was quiet.
What did he do?
Well, he was a refrigeration engineer for a home ice company there in Long Beach. And he had a good job.
Was his family?
His family was in Texas. He only had a brother and a sister. And one was in Texas, one was in Michigan. And every year, he had a 2 weeks paid vacation. We would either go to Texas or Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's where we went, see. And other than that, we just didn't do anything exciting, you know.
When did you decide to get married again?
Well, my daughter was 6 years old about. And he wanted me to get married, and I could see he was a good man. And I thought, why not make a home for her and myself, too? So I did, and I never regretted it.
So that was must have been about 1932
mm-hmm.
that you married him. And what was his name?
Roy White.
How did she feel about you getting married again?
Well, she didn't care. Make a difference to her. Because he was so good to her. And we lived kind of on the west side of Long Beach. It wasn't built up like it is now. And then we bought a home in Long Beach. And, of course, that was wonderful for me because a home of my own, you know.
Did you continue to work?
No, when I got married to him, I didn't work. I'm just not a working woman, really. I got married, and we lived on his salary. He was on salary, and we just lived on it. And as I say, I always knew what I could buy and what I couldn't buy. And he'd buy things for her. And one Christmas, I told him about this little piano for a child, you know. It was really cute. And he never would go shopping with me. He'd take me to the grocery store, sit out in the car, and I'd come out with the groceries, and we'd go home. But he wouldn't go up one aisle and down the other. No way. But anyway, he did go uptown and look at that piano and bought it for my daughter. And it was something real cute. But that's what he thought of her, see. He never touched her. He never punished her.
What was it like for you to be married after having spent a certain amount of time on your own and making your own decisions?
Well, the decisions that you have to make. My husband was a quick-tempered Irishman. And I knew when I should keep my mouth shut. I learned that. And he thought it wasn't fair for Beverly for us to argue in front of her. So we never did that. We had any differences. It was not in front of her.
How were the decisions made?
Well, we just talked it over, and when we'd bring his paycheck home, I'd make a list out I was going to buy in town, you know, like clothing and something. And I'd take the bus. I didn't drive then. Take the bus into Long Beach and get what I was going to get and bring it home. And we went on. That's all. We went all the way like that. And then he had awfully high blood pressure. I knew it, but I couldn't get him to go to a doctor. You know, men are that way. So then he had his stroke after we was married 14 years.
That was after the war.
Mm-hmm.
Were there social things that you liked to do together?
Well, you mean when he was alive?
Yes, when he was.
Well,
you were first married.
Well, as I said, he didn't dance, and there wasn't much to do, because as I say, he was a very quiet person. We might have company. We'd visit with him a while, and they'd go home, and that's all it amounted to.
Did his salary change at all during the Depression? And you got married in 1932, so I'm wondering what money was like for you during that.
Well, they kind of froze his wages there, but didn't amount to anything. But he got good enough salary. See, whether he worked or not, he got his salary.
What would you do with your days while he was working?
Well, I was a person that I thought my house had to be cleaned every other week, whether I could felt like it or not, it had to be gone over. And, of course, I tried to cook. My husband was hard to cook for, so I tried to find things that I thought he would like so he would eat them.
You mean he didn't like to eat a lot of things?
Well, he was, I don't know, it probably had a stomach condition because so many things he just couldn't eat. And we could eat them, you know, it was him.
Did you ever think about having another child?
Well, you see, she was 6 years old then. And so I wanted to wait till I was married long enough to make sure that this marriage was secure. Well, I wouldn't be like some women, go ahead and have a baby right away, which I didn't have them too easy, but so that I could hold them, which I probably would have been able to do, but I didn't need to do that. I still held them, see?
Did you lose some miscarriages? How did you keep from getting pregnant?
Well, I said I didn't get pregnant easy, and I think somebody told me about some medicine to take or something. But I've often wondered if I'd had another child, what different I might have been. But he never threw it up to me, you're not having any children for me. I never heard that. He was so involved and enthusiastic about Beverly. And everything was kind of around her. He made her playhouses. He'd bring fish boxes from the home ice company and make her playhouses and furniture, anything.
Were you involved in activities outside?
Not
your
much,
house?
Because as I say, I tried to keep the house up, which I did. And then, you see, I had illnesses too. I had surgeries. Well, I wasn't able to do a lot of things too.
Before you came to California, or?
Oh, yes.
What was that about?
Well, I had, not before I came to California. Well, I had appendectomy, for one thing, when I was 21 years old. But I never had anything until after I had my daughter, and a few years after that I had any bowel obstruction and whatever. But, you know, I think lots of times, and everybody knows, you have a lot of surgeries you didn't need to have. But that's gone.
Were you involved in Beverly's school, like in the PTA,
PTA.
And that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things would you do?
Well, I'd go to school and see what was going on, this and that and everything. She went to George Washington Junior High, and then, of course, when she was in grade school, we didn't live too far away where she could, you know, walk to school. And then she had to take the bus to this other school, and when she went to Poly, she graduated in Poly. She didn't go to college. You see what happened? She got a job. She applied for a job at Buffum's, and she got a job at Buffum's. And about that time, my husband died. I mean, it wasn't too long after that she got her job that he passed away.
Did she need much discipline when she was young?
No. Mm-mm. She, you know, I'm from the school. My folks taught us. We didn't talk back to them, you know. And I believe that yet. But I never talked back to me. She just knew she couldn't do it either. I gave her a lot of time of my life. And I never had any trouble with it all. I used to take privileges away from her to punish her. Because you spank them when they do naughty things as a child, young, you know. When they get past that, you've got to do something else. So I took privilege away from her. She couldn't do this, she couldn't do that. Because it was so hard on me, hard on her, that it wasn't worth it. Yeah, you had the same problem with it.
Yes. Yes, I do. Did you prepare her for menstruation?
Yes. You see, we talked about things like when Beverly was that age. When I was that age, we didn't talk about it. No way. And I think they teach that in school nowadays. So, and my husband, her stepfather, he used to talk to her. I mean, if a little problem come up, I say, well, you tell her. He could explain better to her than I could. He had a way of doing it. And he worried about her. He didn't want her to go this way. I said, Roy, if you're going to make her life miserable by worrying about her, let that happen. I mean, she'd go to a movie and she'd get with a girlfriend. She was a date. She never dated much until she was 18 years old, very little, if any. And, you know, they'd take a bus from where we lived and into Long Beach. And time the show was over, come back, and it was maybe 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And, he's fit to be tied. He was so afraid something happened to her.
Where did you live?
We lived on the west side of Long Beach.
Oh, that's right on the west side.
I worried enough. He didn't need to worry.
Were there special things that you and your husband like to do together?
Well, no, really, not much of anything, just everyday things in life. And as I say, he didn't dance. And of course, I gave that up. I wanted to hold my marriage. And I never danced at all. I never danced when he passed away. And then it was gone a year and a half before I went back to dancing.
Did you go to church out here when you moved?
No, we didn't. I don't know why we didn't. I think Beverly knew more about than I do. She said that Mr. White was Methodist. But he never talked church, and I was a Catholic. But you see, the Methodist, they're woke away Catholics, a lot of them. So that's what I was when I joined the Methodist Church.
And did Beverly call him
Daddy?
Daddy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, she wouldn't think of calling him Roy. And he called her Jeannie. See, I called her Beverly Jean. And then when I was irritated at her, I'd say Beverly. It was always Jeannie, or Jean. But Roy always called her Jeannie. Mm-hmm. When he'd come home from work, he wouldn't get in the house and say, where's Jeannie? It was something, wasn't it? And, you see, he did shift work. Sleeping days and whatever. And I always tried to keep it quiet so he could sleep. I had to get along with him. So anyway, she'd do the things that wouldn't make any noise when he was sleeping days. And we tried to keep the telephone from ringing, everything like that. But she never was any bother. He never complained about it. She'd be playing with her dolls. She had 21 of them at one time. Every doll that come along, she had it. We bought her a bicycle. And the kids in the neighborhood was getting bicycles. So Roy and I decided we'd go and buy her a bicycle. We bought her a bicycle. It was not the bigger kind. It was 18 inch or 20 or something like that. And we bought it. She was thrilled with it. And she wasn't riding it so much. And I said, Beverly, why don't you ride your bicycle? She said, Mother, I never asked for that bicycle. And it was the truth. She never asked for it.
Oh, dear. What would be things that you and your husband would disagree about?
Let me see. Well, lots of times family things, you know. Well, like, they'd call me up and want me to do this and do that, you know.
His family?
My family. And I couldn't do it and wouldn't do it. And they'd call up when they knew he was sleeping days and everything, and of course there might be an argument there. But we did very little of that, because I knew he was a quick-tempered Irishman and knew how to treat him, so I avoided that. And I don't like to argue anyway.
Did you ever have disagreements on how to deal with Beverly?
No.
How to raise her?
Mm-mm. The only thing about it was that he was so worried about her so much. I told him what I told him. But he knew how I would be if anything happened to her, too, you know. Because I think he thought every bit as much as I did. See, he never had any children.
Had he been married before?
I don't think so. I never asked him. I'm very funny about asking personal things. Not that that means anything, but I never asked him if he was ever married. I don't think he ever was. He was, he was in the service over in Germany, World War I, see? And, I don't know how long he was in the service, but, over there and everything, and, he was trying to think how old he was when he got married. I could figure it out if I wanted to, but...
Was he the older than you?
Oh, yes. I was 43 when he died. See, I wasn't an old woman. I had a lot of my life ahead of me. And,
how old was he?
48. He died in 1950, and he was 48. It's kind of hard for me to keep that straight. And, of course, as I say, he had high blood pressure, and I worried about him, but get him to a doctor, you know, he just wouldn't do it. They're afraid of what they're going to hear. I want to know so I can take care of it. And I always have.
Did you like being married the second time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because it was security. I had security. And it was a home for Beverly, for her and me too. And I liked the married life part of it. We had a yard before we bought, we rented. And I enjoyed keeping, you know, every place we lived, they thought we owned the place. We kept it up so good. Because I say I'm a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And I liked the house to keep it nice and clean. And my husband was unusual. I never had to pick up a pair of pajamas or anything behind him. He never, if I have a guest towel in the bathroom, hang it, fold it three times, he'd use it and fold it right back three times. Unusual, isn't it? And he liked to get in the kitchen once in a while, and I let him, I'd get clear out of the kitchen, and he would cook. And he liked to do that, and I didn't care, I was glad of it. But you know, he cooked stuff that he wouldn't eat himself. Spicy too much, see? See, he couldn't take too much spices, and he'd put too much in there. But I'd eat it if